Welcome to Skintimate Combos.
I'm Bianca Meza, owner and injector at SK Anesthetics in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And I'm Haley, esthetician at SK Anesthetics. Hi, you guys.
Hi, guys.
What is up?
It's been a minute.
Hi, guys. It's been a minute.
Hi, guys. It's been a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
We took a little hiatus for summertime. Yep. We've been really busy. Everybody's busy.
Yeah.
But we're back.
We're back, bitches.
So what have you done this summer? Tell everybody. I mean, everybody knows.
Everybody knows. But I got married. We did a little, like, spring fling. What the fuck?
What?
Oh, my God.
Spring flinging.
I don't know. We just did a little cute little private wedding ceremony, me and Zach. It was just us five. Bianca, Derek were the witnesses. Eddie married us. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was so cute. We got married on June 13th, 2025 at SKN in the outside in the greenery. So can't even tell you're in Albuquerque. It was
perfect.
It was everything I wanted.
It was so cute.
Yeah, it was so cute. So yeah, we did that. We're still planning our big wedding though for June
20. That's still happening. So they're kind of still fiancés.
Yeah. Some people I tell I'm a fiance. Some people I'd say I'm a wife.
Yeah.
And I have a husband, but my fiance era was too short-lived, so.
So she's still a fiance.
Yeah. I am a fiance. And a bride and a wife. It's all in one.
All in one.
Yeah. But yeah, we did that.
What else have we done this summer? I got a boat.
Bianca got a boat. Yes.
Bitch got a boat.
Yeah. I'm like, we just worked.
A lot.
I don't feel like we really went anywhere.
No, nothing. All we did was Park City, right? That's
June.
It.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Me and Zach went to a Coldplay. Yeah, we talked about that. Me and Zach went to a Coldplay concert. I don't know. We're not doing shit because this wedding is so fucking expensive. So we're not doing anything until the wedding.
I'm going everywhere. But
I don't know.
We have a lot of vacations planned.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it was just a nice, like,
that's the great thing about eloping summer, yeah. And not having a wedding to pay for is I'm going everywhere. But Haley's wedding's gonna be beautiful, you guys. I can't wait.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
Like a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Wedding planning kind of stressful though, but
That's
okay. We're thriving and not surviving.
You're surviving. You're here. You're breathing. You're good.
Yeah, we're here.
But that's pretty much.
I know.
That's summer. Ew, how boring.
I know.
We always have the most exciting summers.
I know.
It's because Haley's married now.
Ew. That does kind of suck. Like we.
No, you just
like,
have a wedding to pay for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fine.
So that's what we've been up to.
Next year.
Yeah. Probably not. I got to pay off the wedding.
Yeah. Okay, so a few years before Haley travels again. But you guys can follow all my travels. So we have a little game we're going to play.
Yeah.
We haven't even looked at this,
no,
you guys.
No, this is going to be our first time.
It's called Skintimate Combos Game. Do you know your bestie? I'm kind of scared.
Same. I'm nervous.
Okay.
Again, this is our first time reading all these questions. So,
number one, what's my biggest ick when it comes to friends?
Flakiness.
I hate
She fucking hates
flakes.
Flakes.
If you say you're going to do something, just fucking do it.
Uh-huh.
If I say I'm going to do something, even if I don't want to do it, I'm going to do it because I said I was going to do it.
She always will show up if she says it, for sure.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Like, I hate
flakes.
People who flake.
Yeah. What's my biggest ick when it comes to friends?
Jealousy, for sure, because
I hate jealousy. Like,
that's why I'm her friend, because I'm not a jealous bitch.
No, like, why do people get jealous? I don't understand.
No, it's horrible. Jealousy is ugly.
Like, it's so ugly. Like, I don't know. I just can't do
it. I don't understand it. I don't even, it's not in my vocabulary.
Yeah,
what is jealousy? Mm-mm. I don't know.
Not us.
All right, number two. What's one thing I always do when I'm mad, but I won't admit it? I'm always mad, so.
At least you admit that. You kind of should just shut down. You stay quiet. And then she just becomes kind of a little bitchy-ish, but
it's safer than lashing out and being homicidal. So it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Yours, I would say, when you're mad.
Something I do.
you won't freaking say something. Like, and then like a month later, she's like, okay, last month when I was mad, and this really hurt my feelings. I'm like, bitch, that was like a month ago. Like, I know. She's gotten better, but she kind of sucks sometimes.
Yeah, no, sometimes for sure.
She doesn't like confrontation.
No, I hate it.
And I'm here for it. So I'm like, bring it.
She'll call me out and I'm like,
I'm like, what was wrong? She's like, I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
But I love it. Anyways, who apologizes first after we fight? I feel like we're both pretty apologetic.
I feel like we both do. We do.
I've gotten better at it. Before, I used to be like,
I would feel like I always apologize first, but I do honestly feel like you've gotten so much better. Like, we definitely apologize.
I've grown up so much.
Yeah, you really have.
I've gotten nicer, I guess I could say.
Yes.
All right. She has. You read this one.
What's my go-to comfort food when I'm sad?
Oh, you don't really have a comfort food.
I know.
Like, I would say, what's our kryptonite that we can't stop? You're no mine.
Chips and queso.
I love queso.
She fucking loves chips and queso.
I will fuck up some queso. Like, I can't stop.
Anywhere.
I can't stop.
Yeah. No, you cannot. You will eat all of it and get more.
And then I'm just going to be pissed at the end because I'll be like, I feel so bad. But I love me some queso. What do you love? You don't really love anything.
I really don't. No.
Cashews you used to.
That fucked up my skin.
And
I don't
know. Your stomach.
And my stomach pretty bad. I really don't feel like I have
You don't have a go-to.
No. I just kind of binge whatever I'm eating
at that moment. Like, when you do, you're going to eat some sweets, right?
Yeah. It kind of goes through phases. I don't really have one.
That's a hard one.
Yeah. What's something I can say that instantly makes you laugh?
Oh my gosh, her words.
I was going to say my Haleyisms.
Her Haleyisms, like, literally, this is so mean to say, but her speech impediment. Because it's like her R's and L's. Like, it's just funny. But
I'm going to call myself out. Like, Polaroid.
She can't say, that's Polaroid.
I can't fucking say Polaroid.
Like, I have to, like, decipher her words for people. They're like, what? Say Louisiana.
Louisiana.
And we could go on for days.
Fuck.
Okay.
Okay. What's yours? What's something that you say that instantly makes me laugh?
I don't know. I do say things that you randomly will laugh at too. Like earlier, I think my bitchiness maybe when it's not toward you.
That's very true. I love when you just like, when you just call people or like when you have your crazy like comments right back. Like, I'm just like, and then I just die. Like, how you come up with that, I don't fucking know.
Do you know what I thought about the other days? I do that because I used to hate being like, I wish I would have said this. Like how you do a lot. Oh. You're like, I wish I'd have said this. Then I'd have scenario sickness and I'd be like, why didn't I say that? I should have said this. So now I say it.
But how do you come up with it so quick?
My brain just works fast. I don't know.
It's so fast.
And my brain.
And it
is
never
all.
Stops.
When was the moment you knew we were real best friends?
Ooh.
Go. I already know one.
Really?
When we tied our teeth together.
Oh, but that's when we were already like.
No, but that's when I was like, I knew you were you were my soulmate.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun fact about both of us. So
I think we've talked about this before, that we tied our teeth.
Yeah. Oh.
We've talked about it on the podcast, I think. I don't know. We've probably talked about it a lot.
If we didn't. Well, in high school, braces rubber band my front teeth. She flossed her front teeth.
I tied them because I had a gap. I was like, not gonna be a gapped bitch. But my mom was like, it's cute. Like, no, bitch, it's not.
Actually, I feel like the moment I knew I wanted to be best friends with you.
You wanted to hear, she's my best friend.
I don't know. Whenever I first came to your house and for the summer or something, and you showed me around your house and like, oh my God, I just loved all your decor. And I was like, this is me. Like, I just want to be besties with you.
Aww.
Yeah. I loved it. I took pictures of all your house, of every room you had.
That's kind of creepy, but. Huh. Just kidding. My little stalker.
Oh, that's funny.
And that's how she kept me.
Yep. That's how I trapped you. Okay. What's a lie I always tell myself, but you don't call me out on? What's a lie I always tell myself?
I don't feel like we lie.
We don't like liars.
We don't lie.
We don't lie, ever.
I guess the only time that I think the one thing we do that we don't do anymore is when we used to be like, God, I'm a stupid bitch. Remember, we used to like put ourselves down and we'd get mad
bitches.
At each other.
Yeah.
Because we're not dumb.
We don't.
And we don't manifest the truth.
And positivity.
And positivity.
And we don't call ourselves dumb bitches anymore. Mm-hmm. Like,
because we used to be like, fuck, I'm a dumb bitch.
I'm so glad we're over that phase because that was really bad.
Like, why would we put ourselves down?
I don't know. We're amazing.
Or, oh, I'm so this. Or, oh, I'm so that. Like, no, we've gotten so much better. if we were in a toxic relationship, we are sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. Would I listen to you or stay DeLulu? I think you would stay DeLulu and I would listen to you.
I don't know.
Because you like to stay in DeLulu land.
Oh, I mean, yeah. And but I feel like whenever I was in a toxic relationship with...
Oh, yeah. Okay. When it comes to toxic, yeah.
Yeah.
If I were in a toxic relationship, would I listen?
You stay in the Lulu a little bit, and then you kind of come to realization.
I feel like you're like
you
more
listen.
In a denial state. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're not toxic.
No, we're not toxic.
What's my most iconic one-liner or catchphrase?
Oh my god,
I don't know. I do say shit that you're like, oh, this, because you have copied stuff. Oh, our thing that. Well, I used to say it a lot. And now you say it, like. Everything's fake about me except my personality. Because now you say that. And yeah. I used to say that a lot. And now you say it a lot.
Do I?
Yeah. I hear you tell people all the time.
Because our personalities are real.
Yeah.
We're just fake. Our appearance. It's okay.
It's just not natural.
Yeah.
I should say.
What's mine?
I don't think you have catchphrases.
The other day I told Zach.
No,
I was
you always say DeLulu is the Salulu.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's so, yes, the Lulu is a Salu. The other day, me and Zach were driving home, and I was like, I just need a Diet Coke. And then he was like, that is like the most Haley thing to say. Do I say that a lot?
No, that was your hangover thing, though, for sure. That's how I always knew she was hungover. She'd be like, I need a Diet Coke.
I love Diet Coke.
Mm.
Okay. What's something I do that gives you, you're stuck with me forever energy?
Oh, the fact that we know too much.
We know everything.
And we talk about everything. Uh-huh. Like, if I say mean things, I don't ever say them to anybody but Haley.
Yes.
And realistically, I don't feel like it's mean because I feel like she's, like, kind of in my head anyway.
We just are talking to ourselves.
Yeah. So I'm like, I would never tell anybody else the stuff I've told her. So if we stopped being friends, I'd have to kill her.
And while I would never kill my bestie, but yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
She would.
Haley goes missing. No, I'm just kidding. No, it wasn't me. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Let's see.
Have I ever ditched a guy for you?
Mm.
No?
No.
I don't think.
I have. Poor Derek.
That's so fucking true.
No, she never ditches guys for me. She ditches me. She sucks. It's fine. It's fine. What's a memory that always makes us cry laughing? I don't know. We cry
laugh so many memories. Like,
there's too many.
I know.
Yeah, I can't even answer that. Like, there's
cry
too
laughing.
Many.
I don't know.
We
feel like
have cried laughed a million times.
Yeah, so many times.
And over the dumbest things. I feel like in the car, all of these are car rides where we're just crying.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Into the storm.
Oh, into the storm. That was a good one.
What the fuck?
We were fucked up.
God, we just had
so many
memories.
I can't even like pinpoint
for six
one.
Years.
Who's more likely to keep a secret and who's more likely to spill it by accident? I am a vault. Haley will be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's you. What would I name our future business if we started one together? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll be honest. When I came up with SKN, Haley, she was the one that was like, oh my God, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like we've talked about everything.
Everything, like, since day one together. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So, I feel like that would count-ish. Mm. What's the most best friend thing we've ever done for each other? What always resonates with me is when you were heartbroken, I showed up to your house with wine because she lied and she said that she was fine. That was the best moment.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And that's when you were like, oh my God.
I know.
You just cried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you literally just showed up.
I just knew.
You really did.
And I didn't know, but I knew.
No, I know. What's the best thing that you've done? God, you've done everything for me.
I take care of her. But you gotta think, too, I'm like big sister mode with you.
Yeah.
Like, that's why. Like, you just don't have to think.
No. No, I know.
But that's why we work. I'm an overthinker. She's an underthinker.
Literally, exactly. I don't know. I just always, like... You've just done everything.
You're always there too.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I don't know.
I always just, one thing I always just think about is like, I just go to you and Derek like for instance, like right before I met Zach, like I just was down bad and I just called you and you were like, come over. And then I just was like,
it was 10 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
But I just knew she was just like messaging me, and she doesn't ever text. No. She's not a texter. Mm-mm. She's not a responder.
No, I hate being on my phone.
No, she's just not on her phone.
No.
So, yeah.
She knew something, something was wrong, and I was
showed
just like,
I'm coming
over.
Showed up with her dogs crying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was lonely.
Uh-huh.
And Zach came into her life a week later.
Yeah. The end.
The end. Wow. The rest is history. I told you it was going to take long.
I know.
I'm all bam, bam, bam.
Wow.
I got this.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was really cool. I liked that.
That was something different. I liked it.
That was really fun.
Our
media team
about us.
Came up with that. That's
yeah,
cool.
Good job. Good job, Media Kings. Yeah. Is it Media Kings or Media Kingsmen?
Media Kingsmen.
Kingsmen.
I know. Kings for short.
Uh-huh.
Kingsmen's longs for her, so.
He said short kings.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Just Kaylee, everybody's short to you, girl. We're in New Mexico.
I know.
Sorry.
I'm a tall bitch. I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But own it. I think it's beautiful.
No, I do. I have been.
So we got some new products.
Ooh, at SKN. Yes.
At SKN.
We brought on two new product lines.
Talk about them. You're so good about them.
We brought on Epicutis. Really, really good. A couple very clean ingredients, very minimal ingredients in all the products. Really help reduce inflammation from within. Very healing. They have, we brought on three of their products.
Mm-hmm. Backstory with it too, though. Like, oops. We actually got full-size products a few years ago when we went to a conference.
Mm-hmm. Me and Bianca, right before SKN
before
even.
SKN. We were still at our previous place. We were a little sneaking around. But we went to this conference and we got full-size products.
Yeah.
We loved them.
We
used
obsessed.
The shit out of them.
Oh, my gosh.
But then we just kind of moved on with our lives.
Yeah, and that was it. And then fast forward, you started dabbling in this to them for mm-hmm. your aftercare. And then... Mm-hmm. Finally just made the jump, and I'm so happy with them. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're going to be glowing like a disco ball for sure.
Like, so good. Mm-hmm. Especially, I don't know why, but for winter, for me, I just feel like dry, and I love that lipid.
Yes. Well, the lipid and then the Hivea cream. I was saying Hivea forever.
I feel like
it says better Hivea, but Hivea is very nourishing, very...
It was Hivea, not the lipid that I loved.
Oh, yes. You like the Hivea. Mm-hmm. It's very thick. And it's also blue light protected, which is so freaking cool. I don't know. I'm just so obsessed with
blue
light.
I'm sorry, but everybody's on their phones.
Yeah.
Like, and TVs.
Mm-hmm. Computers. Yeah. Like,
all
it's
electronics.
A thing. Yeah. And you're still getting, like, that damaging to your skin. So, like, that's really cool that they have that in that product.
Mm-hmm.
And then we brought on some Skin Better products. We brought on the whole Alpharet family.
The retinols.
All the retinols. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brought on a bunch of peel pads, all the different retinols. Very excited for those.
Retinols are very important to use, especially like fall, winter for us because we're not in the sun as much. But I really do like these because they're not so
harsh.
Like, I feel like so many people's complaint is they don't stick with retinols because they're like, I didn't like my skin freaked out.
Yeah.
It's going to freak out for some people initially, but then you get used to it.
Yeah.
But with these ones, I don't feel like
these ones aren't,
there was any.
You're really not supposed to have like that retinol phase, redness, irritation.
Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I used a retinol, I use it and the next day at the gym, my face was on fire and it was red. And I was like, what the heck did I do? It was the retinol. So I was so traumatized and so scared to use it because it burned.
Mm-hmm. I hate retinol.
I love retinol. Anti-aging, though. She'll love it when she's my age.
No, I know. Like, I'm using them.
I just saw the biggest
difference
with my under eyes with that retinol cream that we used to carry. We brought on the Skin Better one just so we can have not so many different product lines. But mine made such a difference in my under eyes. I had so many crepey lines. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, that's my age now. And that was as soon as I hit 35, I started seeing those. I used it for a couple years before we brought it on. And I loved it. And I swear by it.
I know. You really did.
And
it
I
really
still,
did
now
eyes.
I'm using the Skin Better one. Yeah. And I really do like it. I'm just not into retinols at the moment because we were at the lake a lot with my new boat. But we were at the lake so much, and I was just like, I'm just reckless.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard.
I don't need sun exposure. No.
And
I
just
get
heat too.
Easy,
like,
and I just don't need more skin problems. Yeah. So,
No, so we're really excited for those. I'm so happy. And then the retail shelf is just growing.
It's beautiful. Haley's done such a good job. Like, it's so aesthetically pleasing.
I love it. Yeah. I know every so often I'm like, I need to redo it. Like, I need to clean it. I need to organize it. Like, it just needs a nice refresh. Mm-hmm. It makes me so happy. If you ever stop in or just want to shop, come into SKN mm-hmm. and purchase all the products.
They're all really, really, really good products. Mm-hmm. Like, I swear by all of them.
Yeah. What do we have right now? Face Reality, Color Science, Hydrenity, Glymed, Plated. Mm-hmm. We have, yeah, Plated, Epicutis, and Skin Better.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
That's so good.
Yeah. Oh, and Latisse. Everybody needs Latisse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love Latisse. Haley used to have the puniest lashes I've ever seen in my life. Like, I was shocked when I first saw her because they pointed down and they were nubs. I'm sure a lot of you have seen her before and after.
I'm actually going to post it on my Instagram like tomorrow. I just put it all together.
And now her, I just like, your lashes are never going to curl up. They're never going to grow. Never. They're never going to do it because they were just, I'd never seen the tiniest lashes in my life. And they are now beautiful. You guys, consistency is key.
Yes.
Yeah. My lashes, after wearing lash extensions for 2 full years, no break, my lashes were tiny, tiny, tiny. I was so like mortified and I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I need to stop because I didn't want to go into my 40s with no lashes.
I know.
So I was like, I'm just going to keep destroying them. I need to start working on them.
And then like natural lashes are like so in. So like,
thank God we started lashes. When we did.
I know.
Because we started using Latisse. I want to say I started not last November, but the November before. So I'm going on 2 years this November of using Latisse daily. Mm-hmm. I have not stopped. I have not quit. I have not taken a break. I've just used it daily. Yeah, some days I'll skip because I'll forget, but I'm pretty consistent with it. And my lashes, you guys, I feel so happy finally.
Mm-hmm. And on my Instagram post, I'm going to post, I said, I've been using it for 4 years, but so freaking inconsistent. Like,
well, when not even I used consistent to use it before, whatsoever. And I didn't pay for it because they were just giving it to us. I was just like, meh.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
now that it's not cheap, no. So I'm going to use it.
And then, so stupid and consistent. And then finally, for the past year since SKN's been open, mm-hmm. so I guess a year and a half now, actually, I've used it every day. And my lashes are so here. Good. I'm so happy.
And she does lash lifts because mm-hmm. hers would be a little more on the straight end.
Yes. The lash lifts for sure still help me. Mm-hmm. Just give them up.
Yep.
For sure.
They lift them up to up, the sky. Up.
Yeah. So that's really cool. It's exciting. Like, SKN's growing and thriving. Surviving and thriving.
Yeah. And you guys can book now with our new injectors. They are taking clients.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to have them. They've been amazing. We love them.
Yes. Yes, we do. They're so great.
So what else? Let's get into some tea.
Some tea time.
So me and Haley were talking the other morning and we're like, oh my gosh, remember when this happened? So
back. So let's talk some shit.
Yeah, let's just talk some shit. And you know what? We're not going to say names.
No.
But if the boot fits, that's all I got to say. So tell us your story.
Oh my God. Okay. So one time back at our previous job. This is like when I was becoming like,
you were new and more consistent.
Yeah, I was brand new. Like, not brand new, but I was new. But I was new to getting on Instagram and like really getting mm-hmm. out there and everything. And it had to have been after we broke up.
It was after.
Okay, after my.
Okay, yeah.
Relation. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all of a sudden, like, I started getting all these crazy appointments, like, or not crazy appointments, but just, she was getting booked. Like, solid. I was solid. Like, I was like, wow, I'm freaking booked. Like, this is great.
They're all fucking fake accounts.
All fake appointments.
No, but we didn't know. She was just getting so many no-shows daily. Uh-huh. Like, all of them.
And then finally when I started, like, realizing it and putting it together, I was just like, this is weird. Like, what is going on? Like, this is ridiculous. So then we started looking, like, all at the
addresses,
phone emails, phone numbers. Planned Parenthood, like, the zoo, UNM, the aquarium, all kinds of shit. Ugh. And so then I went live, well, not live, but I went on my Instagram story and I was just pissed. And I was like, I fucking know who you guys are. We had our IT team, like, check all your, what's it called?
The IP address.
IP address, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. IP address, and I know who you are.
Yeah.
And then it stopped.
And then it stopped.
I do know who you were, though. Like,
we know who you are, and you're a mean girl.
Yeah, that's so fucking mean. Karma. And, like, yeah, karma. You're in the business, like, or the industry.
Ooh, don't get me started.
How fucked?
My little innocent Haley. I know. And I'm ghetto. I'm like, who what? Do I have to fuck up?
Crazy.
Not that, like, I would, but.
I wish you would.
I know. I kind of wanted you. I was so mad. It was just so mean. Like, why would anybody mess with someone's livelihood, first of all?
I don't
like,
know. So, so mean.
Like, that's how you pay your bills. Mm-hmm. And let me rephrase, too, the fact that we did not get paid hourly where we were working before.
Strictly commissioned.
Strictly commissioned. So she literally sat there waiting for these non-existent people.
Yeah.
That was just fucked up. But you know what?
Karma.
We are living happy now.
So. We are happy. We are thriving. We are successful. Like,
it was just,
I don't know
really
where you're at now, but.
Look at me. But yeah, that was really, really mean.
Yeah.
That was not cool at all.
No. Mm-mm. So that was one tea time.
I'm like trying to think, like, okay, so when I first, okay, so let's date back to 2019, you guys. I wanted to open up my own business. I reached out to an NP that I knew that she was somebody.
Kind of like a.
You know, she was like a medical director in my past. So I reached out to her and I was like, hey, would you be interested in being my medical director? And she laughed at me. And she said, you are an associate degree nurse. I just want to thank her because at that moment I signed up for my BSN and now I'm a nurse practitioner and now I have a master's degree. So thank you for motivating me because I'm competitive and I don't become that person that gets taken down by a comment. I will grow from that comment.
Yeah, you do.
So that's just who I am. Like, even when I was a teenager and I got pregnant really young at 16. I had my daughter at 17. Everybody was like, you're going to be a statistic. You're going to fail in life. You're going to live off the streets. Guess what? I did not.
No.
Because people said that. But when people say I can't do something, I go do it. Because I'm like, no.
You prove everybody wrong for sure.
I will not. Yeah. I will grow from it. I will not. I will be sad. Things hurt my feelings for like about 24 hours.
I was going to say like 5 seconds.
I stew on things for a little bit. And then it's non-existent. Like, I don't even care. So that was one of my tea times. Mm-hmm. But thank you for motivating me to be where I'm at today.
Yeah. For
real. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. What's another one for you?
Just freaking be original. Stop copying. Fuck.
Okay, so actually one of the people she loves, the Dallas esthetician, just posted like one of her pet peeves is people who copy that hate you.
Yeah.
If you hate her or me or any of us, why the fuck are you copying? That's my question.
I don't understand.
And it happens.
Do you then really hate? Like, I'm confused.
Are you just don't understand.
Obsessed. Obviously, they're jealous.
So yes, she has a person out there that literally, and you guys probably have seen this, but I'm not going to say much.
We've heard it a lot.
Literally, even I know we didn't even know about this because we don't pay attention to the outside of our bubble.
We stay in our DeLulu bubble,
but
we,
people bring it to our attention.
Yeah.
Anyways, this person literally copies her butterfly hair clips. You guys,
and it's okay to wear the butterfly clips. Fine. Like, they're so cute.
If you love her, but if you're going to talk shit about her, don't copy her. Literally her same necklace stack. I'm just like, God bless America. We see you. Her blankets, her setup, her room is literally now this person's room. It's fine. I don't like what they say, imitation is the highest form of flattery. It is it whenever is, you're nice.
Yes.
If you hate her, hate her.
I know.
Do the complete opposite. I will say, speak on that too because I see so many. Well, I don't see them because I don't see you. If you don't like me, I won't see you. But people will tell me, like, girl, these people talk so much shit about you, but yet they are copying everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine copying me. I don't care. Like, do what you gotta do, but don't hate me and then copy me.
Yeah. Or do it in your own way. Like, do it in your own version.
The originality is beautiful.
Yes.
I think people that do things uniquely are amazing. Like, where we were before, we tried to do everything complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Complete opposite.
Thank
purposely.
God we did. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the fact that other people just don't, I'm just like, I don't understand.
I know, I don't understand at
even
all.
When I it's do so... get inspired, because I don't copy. I get inspired.
We get inspired.
I will take inspirations from out of state.
Yes, people we don't even know or like celebrities or just like
people we're never going to be.
Exactly. Or elsewhere. Like, it's not here.
Again, but I think it is flattering and I love that. I'm glad
we're inspiring, for sure. Like, we are inspiring people. Like, that is amazing. And that is, like, such a great feeling that people
feel influenced by us.
Yes. I love it, too, so much.
But be nice about it.
Yeah.
Don't talk shit about me and then copy me.
And then it just sucks because, like, I just feel like we're really nice. Like, we're girls. Like, we don't talk
shit. We want everybody to win.
Yeah. We're for everybody. Like, we are, I feel like, community over competition. Like...
Whatever. I don't even want to go there.
We're just girls, okay? I know.
This is going to get real ugly. I'm just kidding. I don't preach it over and over and over to convince myself or anybody else. So
no, but no, we really are girls. Like, I feel like whenever, like, people reach out
all the time, like, and they're like, can you help me? And I'm like, yes.
Yes. Like, we totally will. We will totally give you any advice. We will lead you in any type of right direction. Like, I don't know. And then even when people come in, we're just like, hi, like, so
nice. Let me help you.
Yeah. I don't understand.
That's another tea I have is I had a friend that opened up a spa. I went to help or just to go and be like, hey, yeah, let me tell you what I do or I use or whatever. Because this person had no background in aesthetics. They just had the opportunity to open it. And I was like, oh, I was here for it. Like, I'm like, hell yeah, girl, go get it. That person is somebody who talks so badly about other injectors on her posts. And I'm just like, why you got to take other people down while you're trying to make yourself? Don't dim someone else's light just to make yours brighter, because it's so tacky.
So ugly.
And I'm just like, can you write a post that's nice? Or
say something
nice. Don't even
nice.
Say. I honestly was a mean girl at one point.
You what?
I was a mean girl before on social media, like when I first started. Oh, it just screams insecurity.
Uh-huh. Totally.
I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, this other injector did this. Like, I don't care. Fix it and move on. Mm-hmm. We all fix each other's shit. I've said it a million times. Don't be cocky because that person's client was in my chair complaining. And I'm not going to be like, oh, this spa did this. No, I don't care. Things settle weird. We can't predict it. People aren't going to like us. They're not going to like something. It's okay. We move on with life. Don't be mean to people. Mm-hmm. Ugly.
I know. Hi, you guys. Thank you so much for watching our 10th episode of Skintimate Combos. I love it. I'm like, oh my God.
I know. I'm just like, we have updated our website. If you guys haven't noticed, there's also a landing page specifically for Skintimate Combos where you can chime in, tell us what you want us to talk about. You can also stay anonymous. So
give us some topics to talk about. Yes. Awesome. Love you guys.